fly.
You got the idea the other one would be too big for him.
Yeah, too much man, you know. He wouldn't tackle him, something like that.
I hadn't heard of that before.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's the pine. I reckon if it's still there, I can carry and show his sign on it. I looked at him all. Mr. Bryant had owned the land in there. He was the one I was up there with. He carried me up there to show me all this. And then later days, I went back up there to spend a week by myself on a big camp house that Mr. McMillan and them had up there. And wasn't nobody there, and I spent nearly about a week up there, about a week by myself. And I fished, enjoyed life. So one evening I left the camp about nearly sundown, but I know where's a good place to catch me some mess of bream. And I went up above there to what they call by Jessman, and I kept catching fish and messing around there. The dark overtook me. Well, I had a little boat, a little old Champion motor, and a little 14-foot flat barge boat. And I got my boat, started back to the house, and it was a log stuck out in the lake. And I run into that log from a boat. Mm. And the boat slipped off of the log, and I was certainly happy because I'd have dumped me right in where all those bear were, you see. That would have dumped me right in there, and I'd have had to got out on the side where the mound was to make it back to the camp. So I could have got from the land of the camp.
Yes.
All right, that frightened me about that, you know.
I guess so.
So my little motor, it slipped off the log, and I went on down to the camp. I couldn't see on it just to the opening of the timber. And I come on down to the camp, and I had to clean my fish, and I had a lantern, which was all I had light I had. And I put it on the wharf, on the big boat, and set in my boat, and while I was cleaning my fish, I heard some wildcats come. And those wildcats, there was a big tree led over the lake, right over me. And those wildcats went up that tree right up off the sap. And that frightened me a little bit. I didn't have a gun that way. So I take my hatchet and hit on the boat like that, and they ran down the tree and left. I heard them when they hit the ground running off. And so I finished up. Next day about 10 o'clock, I happened to be looking out in the lake. There come that log with the tide coming down. I knocked that log loose with my boat that night.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. Knocked it loose. It was behind the bushes, you know. And I was so happy. I enjoyed that.
I didn't realize you had bears that size around here.
Oh, Lord, yeah, there's some big bear in that swamp where it used to be. I can tell you down there at the Lower Fleet, they call it down on Tensaw.
The what?
Lower Fleet.
What is that?
Well, they had the big ships in there, you know. Big nest of them big ships.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can show you right across the river there, the Matt Landing. You carry you over there and the bear tracks over there are like cow tracks over in there.
Hmm.
They got trails over there.
That many of them?
A lot of them. They're not them huge bear though, they're a smaller bear. Yeah, they're pretty good size. Yeah, I can show their tracks where they come across that muddy place.
Are they dangerous?
Well, they would be if you used to get out to where they were, had young ones, you know. Well, they have young ones, then they'll fight you. But if not, they get out of your way. They're scared you're going to do something to them. But they'll get out of your way. If,
are they these brown bear?
Yeah. Some of them's darker than brown, though. Some of them's mostly black. Them real big ones.
I see.
They're mostly black.